Welcome to Headphone News, International Edition for Thursday, February 6, 2025.
Ukrainian drone attack in Krasnodar. A dramatic Ukrainian drone attack on February 5, 2025, sparked a major fire at an oil depot in Krasnodar, Russia. This strike is part of a series of drone assaults targeting Russian facilities, which have intensified amid ongoing military operations. The fire, ignited by debris from a falling drone, was quickly extinguished and thankfully there were no injuries reported. Veniamin Kondratyev, the governor of Krasnodar, confirmed the situation. The Russian Ministry of Defense stated that 4 Ukrainian drones were shot down over Russian territory during this incident. This attack underscores Ukraine's strategy to disrupt Russian infrastructure in response to continued military actions. Krasnodar region is vital due to its oil and gas resources, making it a key target in the conflict. As tensions rise, drone warfare is becoming a significant part of modern military strategy, allowing for precise strikes on critical systems. This incident serves as a stark reminder of the unstable situation in the region and raises important questions about the future of Ukraine and Russia.
Senate hearing on debanking practices. On February 5, 2025, the United States Senate Banking Committee will hold a pivotal hearing to examine the contentious issue of debanking, where banks deny services based on ideological beliefs. This session aims to shine a light on claims from conservatives and businesses who argue they faced unfair treatment in accessing banking products. Senator Tim Scott, a Republican from South Carolina, emphasize that this hearing marks a crucial step toward addressing these practices. Witnesses will include experts and business owners sharing their experiences of discrimination in banking. The banking industry has pushed back against these claims, citing complex regulations that complicate service provision. This hearing could lead to new rules aimed at creating fair banking standards, responding to growing concerns about equity in lending. Former President Donald Trump has previously accused major banks like Bank of America and J.P. Morgan Chase of denying services to conservative individuals, linking this to the broader trend of companies promoting progressive values. The hearing will also feature testimonies from Anchorage Digital, a cryptocurrency platform claiming to have been debanked, an Old Glory bank, which was established to address complaints against larger banks. The outcome could significantly transform the banking landscape in the United States.
South Korea's ban on DeepSeek, a growing caution in AI technology. South Korea's Ministry of Industry has temporarily banned employee access to DeepSeek, a Chinese AI startup, due to rising security worries. This move reflects a global trend where governments are closely examining foreign tech companies, especially from China, over potential risks to national security and data privacy. In January 2025, Australian Treasurer Jim Chalmers also expressed concerns about DeepSeek, highlighting similar issues in Australia. In South Korea, Korea Hydro and Nuclear Power has already restricted access to DeepSeek. Major tech firms like Kakao Corp, SK Hynix, and Naver are taking steps to safeguard sensitive data by limiting the use of certain AI services. DeepSeek's recent launch of sophisticated AI models has raised eyebrows, as the company claims its products rival those from the US while being significantly cheaper. These actions by South Korea and Australia illustrate the growing caution surrounding foreign AI technologies. As generative AI continues to evolve, finding the right balance between innovation and security is more important than ever, potentially impacting international business relations and future tech partnerships.
Trump's shift on Putin in the Ukraine conflict. Donald Trump has adopted a firmer position against Russian President Vladimir Putin as the war in Ukraine continues to intensify. This change comes as Trump prepares to address the conflict that erupted in 2022 when Russia invaded Ukraine. He has shifted from praising Putin to warning that the Russian leader's actions could lead to disaster for his country. Trump stresses the urgent need for both Putin and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to engage in peace talks. While some of Trump's advisors suggest using American leverage to encourage Putin to stop fighting, others propose cutting financial support to Ukraine. Trump has also mentioned the possibility of imposing tariffs and sanctions on Russian goods if negotiations don't happen. Additionally, he highlighted the potential use of Russia's inactive funds, estimated at $300 billion, to support Ukraine's military needs. Concerns remain that Trump may abandon Ukraine if he returns to office, but some believe he is starting to grasp the complexities of the situation. The decisions made by Trump and his administration will significantly impact Ukraine's fight for independence against Russian aggression.
U.S.-China trade relations. Key developments. President Donald Trump has raised alarms about China's trade practices, suggesting the repeal of the 25-year-old law known as Permanent Normal Trade Relations, or PNTR. If this happens, tariffs could soar to an average of 61%, drastically changing trade dynamics. PNTR, established in 2000, allowed China to enjoy lower tariffs and better trade conditions. Recently, Trump imposed a 10% tariff on certain Chinese goods and hinted at raising it to 60%, prompting China to retaliate. In January 2024, Representatives John Molinar and Tom Suozzi introduced a bipartisan bill called the Restoring Trade Fairness Act, aiming to suspend normal trade relations with China and increase tariffs on some exports to between 35% and 100% over 5 years. Experts warn that removing PNTR could cost the U.S. economy nearly $2 trillion and lead to the loss of around 801,000 jobs. The U.S.-China Business Council opposes this repeal, advocating for alternative solutions to trade issues. As discussions unfold, the future of U.S.-China trade relations remains uncertain, with significant implications for consumers and businesses.
Federal judge blocks Trump's birthright citizenship order. A federal judge in Maryland has delivered a powerful ruling that blocks an executive order from former President Donald Trump aimed at ending birthright citizenship. Judge Boardman ruled against the order, which sought to eliminate automatic citizenship for children born in the U.S. to undocumented immigrants. This decision follows lawsuits from civil rights groups in 22 Democratic-led states challenging the legality of Trump's directive. The ruling applies nationwide, ensuring that children born in the U.S. continue to receive citizenship, regardless of their parents' immigration status. This legal battle began shortly after the order was signed in January 2017, with an initial temporary block issued by a federal judge in Seattle. Judge Boardman's ruling highlights ongoing debates about immigration policy and civil rights, reflecting tensions between federal authority and state-level actions. The complexities of immigration laws and the rights of individuals born in the U.S. remain crucial topics in public discourse.
Google's quantum computing plans. On February 5, 2025, Google revealed ambitious plans to roll out commercial applications of quantum computing within 5 years. Hartmut Nevin, head of Google Quantum Artificial Intelligence, is excited about how this revolutionary technology could transform our lives. This announcement directly challenges NVIDIA's CEO, Jensen Huang, who argues that practical applications may still be 2 decades away. Speaking at the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, he suggested a 20-year timeline is more realistic. This skepticism has led to an $8 billion drop in market value for several quantum computing stocks. Google has been advancing in this field since 2012, with a significant breakthrough in December 2022 that has energized the tech community. Quantum computing, utilizing quantum bits or qubits, can perform complex calculations beyond the reach of traditional computers. Imagine the possibilities in materials science, drug discovery, and renewable energy. As the competition heats up between tech giants like Google and NVIDIA, the future of quantum computing is not just promising, it's thrilling.
Amazon's upcoming earnings report. Amazon is set to unveil its fourth quarter results on February 5, 2025, a critical moment for its cloud services. This follows disappointing earnings from rivals Microsoft and Google, raising concerns about their performance. Investors are eagerly watching, hoping Amazon's results will boost confidence in the tech sector. Amazon Web Services, the largest cloud provider globally, is expected to report a 19.3% revenue increase, showcasing its ability to meet the rising demand for online services and artificial intelligence. Meanwhile, a Chinese startup, DeepSeek, has made headlines with affordable AI breakthroughs, prompting a sell-off in tech stocks and increasing scrutiny on Amazon. with plans to invest over $75 billion in AI and cloud services, Amazon is dedicated to staying ahead. The holiday shopping season also saw U.S. consumers spending over $240 billion online, contributing to Amazon's growth. As the tech industry faces challenges, Amazon's performance could significantly sway investor sentiment. Will it rise to the occasion?
BlackRock's Bitcoin investment product launch. BlackRock, a leading global financial firm, is excited to unveil a Bitcoin investment product in Europe, tapping into the growing interest in cryptocurrency from both large investors and everyday consumers. This product is expected to be based in Switzerland, known for its supportive regulations for financial services. As of February 4, 2025, BlackRock's main Bitcoin-linked product, IBIT, has reached an impressive total asset value of $57.5 billion, showcasing Bitcoin's rising popularity as an investment. Recently, the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission approved investment products for Bitcoin, marking a significant milestone for the cryptocurrency market and encouraging more institutional investment. Meanwhile, the European Union's Markets in Crypto Assets Regulation aims to standardize the governance of the cryptocurrency market, enhancing investor protection and stability. BlackRock's new company, iShares Digital Assets AG, based in Zurich, reflects its commitment to expanding in the digital asset space. This strategic move signals a shift toward greater acceptance of cryptocurrencies, potentially reshaping investment strategies and regulatory approaches in the evolving financial landscape. What does this mean for the future of your investments?
Arm Holdings adjusts revenue expectations amid AI market challenges. Arm Holdings, a leading chip technology provider from the United Kingdom, has changed its revenue expectations for the fiscal year. The company now anticipates earnings between $3.94 billion and $4.04 billion, facing tough hurdles in the booming artificial intelligence market, unlike competitors like Nvidia. Since going public in 2023, Arm's market value has skyrocketed, driven by investor excitement about its role in AI. However, its revenue mainly comes from licensing fees and royalties, not direct chip sales. For the current fiscal fourth quarter, Arm expects to earn between $1.18 billion and $1.28 billion, slightly above analyst predictions. The company reported a 19% revenue increase year-over-year in the third quarter, exceeding expectations. Arm's technology powers nearly every smartphone worldwide, and it's expanding into data centers and other markets. Recently, it faced challenges securing higher royalty rates from Qualcomm during a court trial, indicating ongoing negotiations. Additionally, Arm is a technology partner in a massive $500 billion AI infrastructure project called Stargate alongside SoftBank and Oracle. As Arm navigates this competitive landscape, its ability to manage technology and maintain strong client relationships will be crucial for future growth.
Ukraine's post-war development plans. On February 5, 2025, Ukraine's Foreign Minister Andriy Sybiha announced bold plans for international collaboration on post-war projects worth billions of dollars. These projects will focus on key areas like mining essential minerals, energy, and construction to help rebuild Ukraine after the ongoing conflict with Russia. The war has had a devastating impact, with over 45,000 Ukrainian troops reported killed and around 390,000 injured, leading to a staggering reconstruction cost expected to exceed $400 billion. Sybiha's announcement came after former U.S. President Donald Trump expressed interest in Ukraine's valuable minerals as a condition for continued U.S. support. Ukrainian officials warn that Russia aims to seize these crucial natural resources. Kyiv is determined to ensure the presence of major businesses and protect these interests, especially from the United States. Additionally, Ukraine plans to enhance energy security in Europe by purchasing natural gas from the U.S. and storing it for future use. This collaboration between Ukrainian and American businesses is seen as one of the largest reconstruction efforts of the century, highlighting the vital role of Ukraine's resources in the global landscape.
Francois Bayrou survives no confidence, votes amid budget crisis. On February 5, 2025, French Prime Minister Francois Bayrou faced two no-confidence votes in the parliament but emerged victorious. These votes were sparked by his decision to use Article 49.3 of the French Constitution, which allows the government to pass laws without a parliamentary vote. The first motion received support from 128 lawmakers, while the second had 122 votes, both falling short of the 289 needed for approval. Notably, the far-right National Rally and the center-left Socialist Party chose not to back the motions, prioritizing stability during a critical budget period. The budget in question is crucial for tackling France's national debt, and Bayrou stressed its urgency, stating the country cannot function without it. Finance Minister Eric Lombard called the failure of the no-confidence votes a positive outcome, allowing the government to focus on economic recovery and necessary reforms. However, some lawmakers are concerned that using Article 49.3 undermines democratic processes. As the political landscape shifts, these events will likely shape France's governance and impact public confidence.
That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's Headphone News. News summary brought to you by AI.